Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Coach, good to see you. I just want to start by asking about the running game. And Devin said after the game and even, leading up to the game that you guys put a big emphasis on practice this week, even adding an extra run drill. And it seemed to pay off against the Chargers. Just is this something that you guys can build on in your perspective, just from your perspective, just, you know, how did that go for you guys yesterday?
Yeah, I felt in particular in the second half that we were able to control a line of scrimmage better than we did in the first half. And going back to what Devin mentioned, it was intentional. You know, we as I said, over the bye week, you know, we recognized some things that we need to do better. And I give the staff and the players a lot of credit. They were aware of it and they executed yesterday at the key moments of the game, in particular in the second half.
You've talked about this earlier in the season, having Jake Fromm practice separately in case there were to be a COVID outbreak in your quarterback room. And we saw over the weekend, obviously with the Broncos, that situation happened. Just how important is it, you know, especially seeing it play out this past weekend, how much more important is it to have Jake do what he does in case that were to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's, sometimes you make decisions in life that you're not sure if they're the right decisions. And with Brandon and I making this decision, it wasn't easy because not only to separate a player from the team, but also a rookie. And it's hard enough to acclimate oneself and transition from college to the pro, to the NFL game. And now to kind of be a part has made it all that much harder. And we recognize that. And Jake and our staff have just done a phenomenal job of executing that. And that's honestly why we've done it. I mean, and it could happen to anyone, happen to us or any position for that matter. So it's another great learning lesson for us.
Can you real quick, last one for me, can you just take me through what Jake is doing on his own and who he's working with and how he's going through workouts when he is separate from the rest of the team?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a plan and without going into great detail, it's just generally that he's trying to separate himself. That if there was a breakout, Heather, that he would not be in close contact with the other QBs, and whether it's in meetings or at practice.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, it's John. Just your thoughts on the game, the upcoming game, having to move to Arizona.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're wherever they tell us to play, that's where we'll go and play. And we can't control that. And so it's a home game for San Fran any way we look at it. And we're the road team.
Were you a part of the conversations at all, or was it you saw the 49ers statement and you guys just, this is how we're rolling?
Yeah, that's how we roll. We got to find a way. And so we got plenty to work on here in between now and the game, though, and that's what we're focused on.
And quickly, Matt Milano eligible to come off IR. Mm-hmm. Do you know where he stands in regards to that decision and potentially playing and returning this week?
Yeah, still working through that, as well as the other injuries that I know came up yesterday. So a lot to evaluate and things for Brandon and myself to discuss, as well as with our staff.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean. Good afternoon.
Hi, Sal.
Hi. When you hear,
I see you got the Christmas stockings up already.
We do. And even for the dog, got one for the boxer here. You like that?
Well, yeah. It looks like it almost looks like a backdrop, you know, like,
It's not. It's actually, I know. I just kind of shifted the camera. I'm like, I was on the couch with a window and I'm like, no, that doesn't look good. I got to do it this way. Right. Just like you got all the jerseys back there. I like it. See, you got in your credentials and media, whatever that is. I like it.
I don't have any stockings though.
Well, you need that now. Now, you know, you got a couple of days here. I know you're busy. Now, when you hear Brian call play, like Cole throwing the ball or even a throwback to Josh, when that goes through your headset, what do you think about? Like, what goes through your head at that moment? I know you have confidence in the play and in Brian, but like, what are you thinking in that moment?
No, I think it's aggressive, which I like the mentality. You know, I think it's creative and, you know, we're using our players to their strengths. I mean, you know, Cole's done that before in his career and, has some quarterback in his prior history. So, and again, it goes back to trusting our players to execute at a high level. And I think, that's what you see when you look at a play like that.
I know we've asked you the last few weeks about AJ because his game has really just seemed to elevate over the last few weeks. Well, here we are again. I mean, you know, he played sensational. You know, what do you think? Why does it seem like he's seeing the field quicker or reacting quicker or playing faster? Maybe is it time on task, fitting in the role? I mean, there wasn't much of a training camp. Does that all get baked into that?
Yeah, probably so. Everything is on the table as far as that's concerned. And he's just getting more comfortable. I mean, he's been in the defense before, but it's been a couple of years and then playing with other people now, playing with a new cast around you is different as well. So I think he's getting more and more comfortable.
Thanks, Coach. I'll let you go get that stocking now.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sean, Thad Brown. Wanted to talk about the interior of the offensive line. What went into the decision to put Morse back in the lineup this week? And also at guard, you know, what went into the decision to go with Winners over Ike in terms of the starting three inside this week?
Yeah, again, just always going to try and put our best lineup out there. That's going to give us, we feel, the best chance to win. Thad, no other agendas or reasons other, beyond that at this point. So,
how do you think they did, and how stabilized is the offensive line situation now going forward?
Well, I think just like our team, there was some good moments, and there's some moments that they want back that I want back, but that's the growth mindset. We take that into next week, and we go back to work on.
Do you feel like this is the group you feel comfortable with going forward now?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're just midway through the evaluation at this point, coming after the game, the day after the game. So, you know, we'll see how the opponent looks this week and always going to, again, try and get the best matchups and put our best foot forward.
All right, cool. Thanks, Sean.
Yep, sure.
Hey, Coach, in your eyes, why do you think Kyle Shanahan has been able to have success in San Francisco?
Yeah, Kyle's a great coach. You know, he and I went in against each other in the NFC South there for a few years, and he does a great job of putting his players in position to be successful. He's been to a Super Bowl. Give him all the credit in the world. He's a heck of a coach.
And also, how about what they've been able to do just with all the injuries that they've had this season? I think they're probably one of the teams who's been hit the most with injuries.
Yeah. Again, I think he's a great coach. It speaks for itself there. That said, everyone has injuries, Maddie, and we've had our fair share. So, you know, we go out and try and find a way. That's what we do as coaches.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean. You know, I know a line that you like to use a lot is control the controllables. And as we talk about what happened in Denver this weekend, and you talk about this game getting moved to Arizona, just big picture, how do you think your team has done controlling what they can control and also controlling the things that kind of just changed throughout the course of a season?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we are. You've got to be able to do that if you want to win in this league and sustain winning. You've got to take that mindset. And that goes back to leadership, player-driven leadership in particular, having strong leadership in the locker room to help calm the waters. And again, I think this year it's to be expected, you know, just in terms of each week, hey, where we playing, who we playing with, and who we playing against sometimes in some ways this year too. So just love the way our team has been able to really just focus on us and our game and improving our game from week to week.
Thank you, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Coach. Dante Lasting, Bills.com. What has gone into the high success rate of those trick plays in recent years?
You know, that's a good question. I, you know, probably, again, a lot of variables, a lot of factors in there. I think, you know, you got to call them at the right time. got to have a high level of execution, got to trust the players. And hey, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But again, I think it's good to have an aggressive mindset.
Thank you.
Sure.
Coach Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. How you doing today?
Good, Mookie. How are you?
Victory Monday. You get the chance to do the Zoom meetings in your basement today. Huh? Good job out there.
This is my dining room, Mookie. I don't know what you're talking about right here. It's my dining room. It's not my basement.
Oh, man, that's a great dining room, man. Nice and spacious, you know, a lot of elbow room, you know, yeah. eat those good food, that stuffing with that, you know, with the gravy a little bit on top, how you like it.
Yeah.
But good collective win out there yesterday, Coach. All phases of the game contributed. But one thing that stuck out was the monster on third down. You held the Chargers to 18% on third down. So how excited for you for the defense to step up to that challenge on third down?
Yeah, I thought they did a heck of a job, led by Leslie Frazier and the staff. The players just executed at a very high level and played what I thought was really good team defense. We ran to the ball with great effort. Fundamentally, we're in pretty good shape. And I was very pleased with what I saw. Certainly more room to go and to grow. And I'm anxious to see as we move forward through the rest of the year.
Right. With that being said, Coach, I mean, I know those three turnovers are three too many in your eyes, but what were some of the positives you take from this 10-point victory?
Well, you know, again, I think coming off the bye, you're never sure quite what you're going to get. Our players handled the bye extremely well. You know, we were obviously tied to being here as a team, and that's good, but different. And I thought they handled that. You know, coming off the bye healthy from a virus standpoint, I think was important. And the guys seemed to be able to do that, adjusting their lifestyles outside of the building, which is always a big deal, you know? And so, you know, I think then there's a gap that we recognized coming off of the bye, and our players took it to heart and tried to make the adjustment and for us to move forward as a team and grow. And now there's a new gap, right? We've got other things to work on. So that's, you're always chasing it, Mookie. And that's the great part about this game.
Absolutely. And I know you got number 9 on my mind. So good luck this week, Coach.
All right. Thanks. Thanks.
Hey, Sean, Adam Benigni.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, how you doing? I loved your exchange with Vic, by the way, after the game last night. Yeah. I think a lot of us probably lost some hair in the 17 years covering this team before you got here. But he brought up a stat, Vic did, and I just wanted to ask you about a kind of a trend about not being able to hang on to leads. I think he counted 7 times or whatever you guys have had an issue with that this year. And I think Arizona was the only one where they got you on the Hail Mary. But just that trend, what your take on that is in looking at your team?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that we continue to look at. You know, big picture perspective, I think, is important, though, too. And listen, you don't try and explain things away. I always think you look at indicators and you say, is this real or is this just us or is it other teams? And I think I saw a stat the other day that said there's been 35 around the league where teams have come back from at least 10 down to win, and 35 times a season. And I think that just speaks about the parity in the league. It's hard to win in this league. And you're talking about the best of the best in the world. You know, you got to give the opponent credit too, from time to time. They're going to make some plays. The thing that to me, we've got to get corrected is when they're self-inflicted more than anything. You know, that over the course of time will get you beat you know, taking care of the football penalties, those types of things we got to do a better job with, no doubt.
Just a quick follow-up. I thought it was interesting how you kind of addressed it last night, but you talk about a locker room kind of policing itself, right? And that applies to the way a team plays. And maybe I'm wondering if you got a sense of it today from talking to your players or whatever, if you did, about how that kind of can't happen. And maybe they do as much to correct things as you would do as coaches.
Yeah, Adam, I've had a chance. I mean, just being at home, not around the guys as much, but some communication and then being able to see some things that have been said by them after the game. And it's they're right on it. And that's what you want as a coach, right? And I get on the Zoom with our staff this morning and offense, defense, and special teams all separately and checking in with them and get their thoughts on the game and they're on it as well. So, you know, we're aligned and on the same page. It doesn't mean it's going to get any easier, But the fact that everyone's taken ownership of it and that we have the same level of expectations is great to see.
All right, Sean, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. You you stayed true to and faithful to Tyler Bass when maybe he had a couple of early season struggles, and you were pretty public about saying we're going to support him and see him through it. To see him come through now the way that he has recently for you, in particular yesterday, icing a win, how rewarding is that as a coach to see a young guy be able to make that step like that?
Yeah, I love that, Jay. Love that. And I appreciate you pointing that out. I mean, it's great to see a player, especially a young player like that, to come in and, there's going to be some choppy waters, but for him to stay confident and then for the coaches to stay confident as well in him and to see him work himself through it. I thought that kick yesterday probably goes, and I don't, read a lot, but probably goes, as much to our win as anything, and was a big kick and a big moment, 40 some yarder, and to put us up, 10 there, I believe it was. So that was a big kick. And for a rookie to come in and do that, he's been through some things now, to your point, that are only going to help him moving forward.
And then secondly, you're working from home, you're doing your Zoom from home today with the facility closed Monday and Tuesday. Just what is your overall take on what the league is doing here to try and stem the tide of COVID that we've seen impact other teams? You guys have been hit, by it at times too, but just overall, the change this week and how you're approaching your work week.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, no big change for us, honestly. It's kind of what you make of it. I think, I would just say from what appears to be the cases going up all around us and in the country, I think, I'm glad they're paying attention, and this shows that they are paying attention and want to get it right. And I certainly appreciate that. And I know our team does as well.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Coach Dan Tate up in Rochester. Jay kind of took my first point, but going off of you, what about the players? How are you keeping track of the players now on Mondays where, they're not in the facilities as much? How are you trying to keep eyes on them and getting their work in as well?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the hard part of this. They're in some ways like this spring when we were in the quarantine and facilities were shut down, although the stakes are a little higher now than they were back in the spring when we weren't in the season. So we got a good group of guys that I know I can trust. And so the reality part is that said, these guys are young, in particular some young rookies here. So you just hope the leadership, and I trust our leadership, that they'll lead by example and influence these young guys in a positive way. Listen, we got a game this week that's against a very good opponent who was in the Super Bowl last season. So I don't know what other notice they need other than that.
And I know, like I said, the motto has been find a way, and there's no excuses, and it's just what it is. But to get to week 13 now and to have this routine changed, football players are so regimented. They want to do the same things. You as a coach want to do the same thing. How much of another curveball is this on top of a season that's already been filled with them?
Yeah. I mean, it's to be expected. I think we're going to learn so much through this. I know I'm not just talking to my team. I'm talking to you guys here too. Like just as a society, right. To build up that mental bank of resiliency. And I even think about raising kids in this setting, this environment of, Hey, dad, like I'm good, because I didn't grow up around a lot of this and the things that they're growing up around. And I think at the end of the day, if we can all make it through this, and I know we will, this is going to strengthen us as a whole.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.